Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the P1 podcast with Matt and Tommy. We are here today for the 16th round of the season, the Japanese Grand Prix. Tommy, it's been a great season from Charles Leclerc in particular. Can't believe he's already going to wrap it up this weekend if he scores 2 points.
Unbelievable. Yeah, my brain can't compute that this is early in the season. It's never happened in... Yeah, Japanese Grand Prix was, well, it was the finale when I started watching in 1940. So, it always feels like the end of the season. So it's strange for it to be now.
Imagine being told, or me specifically being told, before we knew about this Japanese Grand Prix switcheroo, that Charles Leclerc would be 4 points behind Max Verstappen going into Japan. Can you imagine just being given that in like a fortune cookie or something and going, we've got a banger season on our hands. No, it's the fourth round of the season. Before we dive into anything more, we've got a 5-star review. If you want yours to be read out, please do let us know via your review platforms. We do read all of them. And thank you so much for everybody for supporting this podcast. This one comes in from M. Tomney C in the USA. I'm 3 seasons into F1 fandom and we've made it a family tradition. My young kids take my in-depth wheel knowledge for granted. Little do they know I'm staying just ahead of the curve by listening to every pod you boys put out. Thank you for bringing me along and helping me rubber in a new generation of F1 fanboys, your pals in New York City. When are you doing a live here? Well, stay tuned. Middle of October. We're coming. Right, let's get into predictions then. Before we dive into it, we've actually totted up the scores to remind everyone after only about 27 episodes of this series going. It is 7-6 to Tommy, so no one cares. Let's get into biggest good surprise. I'm confident I'm getting a point for this one, so I'm going to lock it in right now. Lando Norris, biggest good surprise. McLaren were great here last year. McLaren showed some promise last time out in Australia. And I feel like Lando Norris could be on for something. I see it on the horizon. Is it a win? Is it a podium? Is it a DNF? I can't quite see. I can't quite see. No, I've just covered every angle there. A DNF. So could just be points. Could be not points. It's one of those five. But McLaren were last year really good at sort of high-speed circuits. Suzuka is quite known for its high-speed sections. So I hope that McLaren haven't forgotten everything from last year and they will be decent this weekend.
Here's hoping. My biggest good surprise, hear me out, Charles Leclerc. Now, people are going to think
stop.
That...
Stop, what? Tommy, just stop. Your biggest good surprise never comes in. How dare you get my man's name out of your mouth. How dare you?
People, you know those films where people wake up and they've like swapped bodies? And they're like, your conscious mind. People are going to think that I'm you here. And not
I'm in your body
swapped.
Right now.
Not just because you're in a Red Bull shirt.
Tommy, have you been working out?
But I think the reason I've gone for biggest surprise is people need to start putting some respect on Charles Leclerc's name because Carlos Sainz has had a great start to the season and he has deservedly earned the praise that he has for his brilliant win, his great drive in Bahrain as well. However, certain people are using that as a way to sort of bring down Charles Leclerc, think he's the most overrated driver ever, all this kind of stuff. And the guy is, 4 points behind Verstappen in the championship. He messed up qualifying in the last race. Still finished second, and that supposedly means that he's awful. first race of the season as well. You know, had the problem and still delivered a fantastic result and did a really good job in Saudi as well, which also got overshadowed because Ollie Bearman did a brilliant job. I think because of how the season's gone, people are just forgetting that he's actually had a really good start to the season. And I feel like it will just continue in Suzuka and we'll kind of see the normal Charles Leclerc again. And yeah, beating Sainz in qualifying and having a good race.
I'm glad you said it and not me. Because it does feel like it is a case of, well, if Carlos does well, that means Charles doing bad, rather than Carlos is doing really well and Charles is doing well.
Like, yeah,
it is
they're
very
almost a victim of their own success, aren't they? Like the drivers like that.
Yeah, and look, I'm not going to go into the fine blueprints of the last sort of couple of years and how Charles Leclerc has been screwed over thousands of times and should have had many, many more victories. But what I will say is that, similar to you, Tommy, Carlos is doing an incredible job at the moment. He showed unbelievable tenacity to come back and from his surgery. But I also know within me, and that's away from my delusional self, my actual thinking brain self, is that, yes, Charles Leclerc will be fine and he will perform very well. So I'm glad you've said that. So my question now is, is this a biggest good surprise in terms of for everyone that's now calling Charles Leclerc overrated, or am I judging this? Because if my man's on the podium, you know, that it's not surprising. I expect it every week, you know what I'm saying?
Well, we'll find out and then we'll see what loophole I jump through.
Yeah, you'll find something.
In the race review.
Biggest flop now, and I am actually 3 from 3 at the moment, so we've been on something so far this year. So I am going to lock in my absolute... What are you making that face for?
I'm trying to remember who you predicted Japan last year and see if you go for the same, but I can't remember who it was.
I can't remember either. I feel like I'm going to farm some good biggest flops out of this man this year. So Logan Sargeant is my biggest flop. No, you know, I'm just vibes as always, but I can just see in my mind's eye this chassis going to get repaired and it comes back and then Logan makes an error, has some kind of crash, and then either that or he'll be so slow because he doesn't want to break the chassis. It's one of the two, and that will constitute a biggest flop. And that is, you know, not just on Logan, that's also on the team for only having one part for everyone, which is crazy.
Biggest flop for a guy that's 21st in the title and didn't even make qualify, didn't even get to do the race or qualifying last time. But
hey, this is not about you're only as bad as your last race, Tommy. There's none of this here. We're judging this case by case basis.
Okay, speaking of then, biggest flop, I've gone for Max Verstappen. Yes, I have.
Oh my God, and I'm wearing the red bull shirt.
I know. I feel like there's this whole narrative that Max is going to absolutely wipe the floor with everyone. You know, it's his revenge tour, all this kind of stuff. And yeah, I've just got this vibe that, and I'm not going to try and claim it, that, you know, if he wins by 3 seconds, I'm going to be like, well, everyone thought he'd win by 40 seconds. But I just feel like, maybe it's what happened in Australia. I just think there's maybe got me a bit shaky and, oh, you know, this is going to...
Oh, jog on, has that got you shaky?
But I just think that there's maybe another little twist and things could get exciting. So, yeah.
Well, I hope you cash in on that point so hard. I am so ready for a nice little early morning scream. Wait, that's crazy. That's a wild sentence. But you know what I mean.
Yeah.
It's lights out at 6 a.m. So, okay, cool. All right. Well, that's interesting because we now go to pole position. And I am not on the vibe of what Tommy's saying about Max being floppy because it's Max Verstappen pole position for me, because I feel like we've got a lot of pain coming our way this weekend. Max will do his utmost to lead every lap, perhaps even get pole, be top of every FP1 session for the whole of it. Because you know you've got like the Grand Chelem or whatever it's called. I feel like there should be a new one that Max is going to do where he leads every session at every point of the session for the entirety of the weekend.
Leaves the garage immediately in FP1.
FP1, FP2, like FP3, Q1, Q2, Q3 quicker at the top low fuel the whole run. Time. Yeah. I think that should be called the End of Formula One Award.
He holds a trophy that's just like a gravestone that says F1 on it.
it's that meme with a point on it.
Yeah. Pole position, I've gone for Max Verstappen.
Very floppy.
I know, very floppy. But look, quality's different, isn't he? He's 3 from 3. And he's missed a Saturday at the moment, like we said. So, look. Can't do it on Sunday, only Saturday, so he's washed.
For those of you not getting Tommy's joke, obviously the first two races of the year were on a Saturday, so that's what Tommy's being a bit of a banter king about. I love it.
Such a good dad joke.
God, he's so daddy, aren't he? Wait.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Let's get into our top three then, shall we? In third position, I am locking in Charles Leclerc. Thank you, Charles. Nice little podium again. Stands up there. Boom. Secure some good points. But third is all I think we've got coming.
P3, I've gone for Carlos Sainz. So I think he's going to do a solid job. And this is the thing earlier, like you mentioned it, but like, you know, I've said Charles Leclerc, biggest surprise, doesn't mean I have anything against Carlos Sainz. Like, you can respect both drivers
what?
And they're both doing a good job.
What do you mean?
It's a crazy
you have to
scenario,
hate
isn't
someone
it?
If yeah, you yeah. if you bring the other person up, that's social media, Tommy.
Yeah, well, I hate Verstappen, don't I? Because I said biggest flop.
Yeah, you're not a Max Verstappen fan.
Yeah, it's all
as we all knew from day one. Yeah. Really,
you're the one in the Red Bull shirt. So.
Exactly. Aston Martin Red Bull shirt as well. I'm an OG. In second position, I am locking in Lando Norris. Yep, so I'm going full eggs in one basket for my biggest good surprise and also Lando finishing P2. Obviously, last year had an amazing Japan as well. But yeah, I feel as though it could be a similar trend this year, although there is some chances of rain on Sunday, which is currently forecast, which might make it slightly slippery. But yes, I think Lando is going to have a great weekend. So that's what I think. Sorry in advance.
P2, I've gone for Sergio Perez. So a bit of a better weekend
Tommy,
for him.
Tommy, what are you?
Nothing.
Tommy?
Nothing.
Oh my God, you are cooking up my wet dream right now. That is wild.
Sergio Perez, yeah. Last time in Japan, he had probably the biggest shocker of the whole year for him, maybe, where, you know, he was colliding with Magnussen in a Haas and Max was winning by 40 seconds. And it was kind of like, what is he doing in that seat? But no, I think he's going to do a better job and carry on sort of the better start to the season that he's had.
Interesting. In first position, Max Verstappen, because I'm behind
because,
in the points.
You're 1 point behind.
And I can't see what Tommy's absolutely, oh my God, the ingredients you are currently working with right now are wild if you're about to say what I think you're about to say. So I'm glad that I might well just be getting a free point here over you, Max Verstappen.
P1, I've gone for Max. No, I haven't. I've gone for Charles Leclerc.
He's leading the world championship.
He's leading the world championship. The funny thing is, I predicted, I just yeah, these are the vibes I got, and I didn't even really clock that, yeah, he'd be leading the world championship. And
is he based DNFing, on my prediction, Tommy? In your mind's eye, is he having a double DNF?
A problem, yeah, like maybe takes his front wing off at turn one or something and has to get through the field and Suzuki can't overtake it. I don't know.
Suzuki?
We'll see. Suzuki? Did I say Suzuki?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I said Suzuki. And yeah, it hadn't quite occurred to me, but I mean, if my prediction comes in, it's Leclerc, dominant, boring, championship over, it'd be what, like 20-odd points clear and would be saying Formula One's finished and...
Keep going.
Yeah.
Keep going. Talking about how Charles Leclerc dominated.
I don't know. Suzuka's due a good surprise, I think.
Okay. All right. Wow. God. Tommy's had one max DNF and he's gone completely delusional, but against his own driver. That is crazy. Okay. Let's go to our one crazy prediction. And it's funny, actually, because I changed this at the last second before we started recording, and it was Charles Leclerc leads the world championship. I kid you not.
Oh, wow.
But I've deleted that because I don't want to put it into the atmosphere, because I think if both of us go one way, it's going to go completely the opposite, and Max Verstappen's going to gain 25 points on every one of his nearest competitors. So I'm going to go for, and this is interesting because it's happened in the last two races, not all 20 cars start the Japanese Grand Prix. Wait, did Gasly start? Technically, he did, didn't he?
He did start,
right. Yeah. Yeah, okay, but, all right, that's complete rubbish. But
the last race.
Not all 20 cars start the Japanese Grand Prix.
So what corner is Logan binning it in FP3?
Yeah, exactly. 11.
Savage.
I don't even know what 11 is.
My crazy prediction is that you're working it out.
I think that's the hairpin.
Have you had a vision?
Is that the hairpin? Let me have a look. Go on.
You have a look at Suzuki. And see what. Turn 11. I don't know.
Yeah, Japan. It is the hairpin.
Is
oh
it?
My
wow.
God. Okay.
Oh my God. You know Suzuka. Like,
I literally that's... just did it in my mind's eye and smashed it.
Wow.
All right, cool.
Impressive.
Let's see if.
That is impressive.
Thank you, Tommy.
I have gone for Yuki Tsunoda is best of the rest again. Formula B. So basically, you know, behind the big teams. I think the Yuki hype train is going to keep chewing and hopefully continue into his home race. And then for some reason, Red Bull still won't want to promote him or consider him at the seat. But I think, you know, I said he was biggest. We both actually said that he was going to be the biggest good surprise this year. And it's maybe coming in even more so far than we thought. And I think it's going to continue.
You say we know things.
Yeah. Yeah, because we know what's going to happen. That's why I said, you know, Charles
Leclerc,
biggest
good surprise,
biggest flop. We've
just got so much
wheel knowledge. Yeah. Flop. You just know. We've seen the race. We get
have
a, we? We, yeah, it's an embargo.
We've gone for two very different
We get
different
it
results.
In an email from F1 first as an embargo, and then...
They've sent us the script. It hasn't been recorded yet, but they've sent us the transcript. Okay, interesting. It's funny because Yuki Tsunoda was actually at the Formula E this gone weekend, which I found very strange. Like it was really nice, obviously, him and Nick De Vries having a little chat and whatnot and being pals. But it felt weird, Yuki just visiting Formula E. It just
Formula One drives. I know it was obviously in Tokyo and stuff, but it was, yeah. Current Formula One drivers don't normally sort of...
I mean, have we seen any others? I don't remember seeing a current Formula One driver.
Checking out Formula E. No. I mean, I guess they've done... You know, you had like Charles Leclerc went to Le Mans and things like that, and there've been a few MotoGP races, but it was quite cool to see.
Yeah, it was really cool to see. And he was on the sim and he was having a good old go. So yeah, well done, Yuki, and let's see if he can continue to be a good surprise like we have predicted. Now, finally, three crazy predictions from you, wonderful lot. If you want to get involved, Matt P1 Tommy on social media. We post a graphic just before we record this. First one is Mariam X Sultan, McLaren double podium, and then a little fingers crossed emoji. So they don't fully believe in it. They
it's
are
a bit of copium.
They need a bit of luck in there as well. Okay, Verka, race will not be finished due to rain. I hope that's not true. I want every single minute of that Formula One race in my eyes and ears. And finally, into the fast lane, Alpine points. All right, we can write that one off immediately then.
Well, they've got slightly lighter car, apparently.
Oh yeah.
I read a tweet that said
the appendix out or what?
The funniest thing is they said they've got a slightly lighter car, and then that they're reverting back to the blue and black livery. So maybe blue is lighter than pink, and that's they've gained like one that's gram or brain. Something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gained it? Yeah, you mean yeah. Lost it? Yeah.
Sorry, lost it. I know F1.
We're a lighter car. We've gained a gram.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, I mean, that
maybe
might
that's
be
what they're doing wrong. They've got me in charge, and I'm going, you need to put more weight on. And they're like,
yes, we need to gain grams. Come on, everybody.
Yeah.
Let's paint it more.
Right? Make them heavier so they have grip through the
corners. Yeah. Science.
Don't listen
grip.
To me.
Last times.
Yeah, that would be bold. Alpine haven't scored yet, have they?
No.
Are they bottom of the championship? I can't remember.
Well,
I've not looked that far
yeah.
down.
I think they are, actually, because both Alpines are 18th and 19th in the driver's standings.
Can we just talk about how poor Logan is 21st again? Like,
yeah.
That is shocking.
That is impressive. But
the guy didn't even get to do the race, and then he's ended up 21st again.
Yeah, that's actually wild.
Poor guy.
Okay, that is it. We are done here, Tommy. What are your final thoughts, please?
My final thoughts are, come on, Suzuka, give us a banger. A little sprinkling of rain, not too much like we sometimes get.
Just
that makes
a little
the race
changeable
boring.
Conditions.
Yeah, changeable conditions.
Then dries up. Oh.
Yeah, yeah. That's what we need. Because, well, was it 2022? Yeah, it was 2022, wasn't it? We had a bit of rain, but we got an annoyingly shortened race. We don't want that. We want a full banger. We're due a banger. Come on. Give
full
us a banger.
Stone cold banger. That's my final thoughts as well, because you need to come and join us on Twitch, MattP1Tommy. If you want to watch along with us, if you've never done it before, come and join us. We live and breathe every emotion of the sport over on Twitch. We'd love to have you there. An accompaniment to your Formula One viewing. And also, our live shows are next week. London and Bath still have a few tickets left if you'd like to come along. Link is in descriptions, everywhere, social media, the lot, P1 live show. We'd love to have you there if you're still thinking about coming. And that is it. Tommy, thank you so much. My voice is going because I've got a slight sore throat, as you can probably tell. And we will catch you on the flip side.
Make sure you save your voice for Charles Leclerc leading the World Championship.
Stop, Tommy. Honestly, this is you're teasing me a crazy amount right now. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Make sure you follow us on all of our socials. We're MattP1Tommy on Twitter, TikTok, Twitch, and Instagram. You can also sign up to our Patreon at the link in the episode notes for ad-free episodes, full video interviews, and extra bonus episodes for as little as $5 a month. Finally, make sure you're following us on Spotify. See you soon.
P1 is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.